بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والا وبعد. We have another issue, Ikhwan, that needs to be discussed here. And this is an issue that is related to the affair of giving advice to the one who's being refuted. We're hearing and it's being thrown around that it is a condition before a person refutes that a person gives the individual advice, and that this is the manhaj of the Salaf. Why aren't these brothers fulfilling this manhaj, we're being told? Well, let us look, Ikhwan, at this shubha and the response of the people of knowledge in our era. First and foremost, we'll look at the general statement of Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz concerning nasiha. He was posed the question, Mata hafidhakum Allah takuna nasiha sirran wa mata takuna alanan? The questioner asked, when may Allah preserve you, is nasiha to be given in public and when is it to be given in private? Al-jawab, the answer, he responds, يَعْمَلُ النَّاصِحْ بِمَا هُوَ الْأَصْلَحْ. He said that the nasih, the one who gives advice, he works with what is better. That is, what is better for rectification. إِذَا رَأَى أَنَّهَا سِرًّا أَنْفَعْ نَصَحَ سِرًّا وَإِذَا رَأَى أَنَّهَا فِي الْعَلَنْ أَنْفَعْ فَعَلَى. لكن إذا كان الذنب سرا لا تكون النصيحة إلا سرا. He said that if it is that he sees that advising in private is more beneficial, then he advises in private. If he sees that advising publicly is better, more beneficial, then he advises in public. But he says, but if the sin was committed privately, and he wasn't committed publicly, then the nasiha should not be except in private. And of course, people are going to say, well, what about Shadid Muhammad? How come you brothers spoke against him for going to the cinema and, you know, you didn't advise him or you didn't advise him privately? Well, first and foremost, the sin was not committed privately. The brother asked the brothers from the masjid in the Caribbean to drop him to the cinema. And so he made the affair public to all of those who were present, so it wasn't private. Secondly, in relation to the affair of giving nasiha itself and it having to be given before a person refutes and before a person responds, then as we see, Ikhwan, and we will see from the statement of Sheikh Al-Albani, that is not from the methodology of the Salaf, regardless of what these people claim. Sheikh Al-Albani was asked the question, يتفرع عن هذا. يعني he mentions, after mentioning a previous سؤال, a previous question, قول بعضهم أو اشتراط بعضهم بمعنى الأصح أنه في حالة الرد أو حالة الردود لا بد قبل أن يطبع الرد إيصال نسخة إلى المردود عليه حتى ينظر فيها ويقول إن هذا من منهج السلف. Questioner asked that some of them say or some of them claim that there is a condition of when a person is about to be refuted, that is, a person has written a book against someone else, that one must send a copy of that book to the one who is about to be refuted for him to look at it. And they say that this is the methodology and the manhaj of the Salaf. And isn't this the same claim that we're hearing people bouncing around right now? Why didn't these brothers advise? Why didn't they take them by the side, take them by the hand? Why weren't they being men? Isn't this the statement that we hear? Even though we'll mention why even that is batil. But in any case, first and foremost, it is not a condition. Sheikh Nasir, he responds, هَذَا لَيْسَ شَرْطًا. This is not a condition. He said, وَلَكِنْ إِنْ تَيَسَّرْ وَكَانَ يُرْجَى مِنْ هَذَا الْأُسْلُوبَ التَّقَارُبْ بِدُونِ تَشْهِيرَ الْقَضِيَّ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فَهَذَا لَا شَكَ أَنَّهُ أَمْرٌ جَيِّدٌ. He said, but if it is easy, and a person hopes that by way of this method, without making it public, by way of this method, then he hopes to bring this individual closer and that he believes that they will have a benefit, yani without spreading it among the people, then this no doubt is Amrun Jayid, Sheikh Nasir mentioned. It is something that is good. He said, Wa amma awwalan an naj'alahu shartan wa thaniyan an naj'alahu shartan aaman fahadha laysa min al-hikmati fi shay'in itlaqan. He said, as far as though claiming that this is a condition, and secondly claiming that it is a general condition, then this is not from wisdom in anything. He's not wise at all. He's not from wisdom. He said, والناس كما تعلمون جميعا معادن كمعادن الذهب والفضة فمن عرف منه أنه معنى على الخط وعلى المنهج وأنه يتقبل النصيحة. He said, of course, people are ma'adin. People are like minerals, like the minerals of gold and silver. He said, so if a person, for example, a'arafa or arafta, you know that he is with us on the path and upon the methodology. And of course, ikhwan, we're not speaking about those who spend days and nights fighting against Ahlul Sunnah. He said, if you know he's with us, he's upon the methodology, وَأَنَّهُ يَتَقَبَّلْ النَّصِيحَانِ, is the type of person that will accept nasiha. فَكَتَبْتَ إِلَيْهِ دُونَ أَن تُشَهِّرُ بِخَطَائِهِ عَلَى الْأَقَلْ فِي وِجْهَةِ نَظَرِكَ أَنْتَ فَهَذَا جَيْدٌ وَلَكِنْ هَذَا لَيْسَ شَرْطًا. He said, if though you saw, and if you see from your observation that it would be better in relation to this particular issue to send him a copy first, and that perhaps he'll rectify it and what have you, then this is something that is good. Yani, if this is what you come to, if it's what you conclude, he said, but this is not a shart. And he said it again, it is not a condition. It is not a condition. He said, وَحَتَّى وَلَوْ كَانَ شَرْطًا لَيْسَ أَمْرًا مُسْتَطَاعًا. He said, مِنْ أَيْنَ تَحْصُلْ عَلَىٰ عِنْوَانِ وَعَلَىٰ مَرَاسَلَتِهِ ثُمَّ هَلْ يَأْتِيكَ الْجَوَابِ مِنْهُ أَوْ لَا يَأْتِيكَ. He said, then on top of this, it's not something that is even possible, even if it was a condition. Somebody made it a condition. He said, how are you going to, for example, come across his address? How are you going to be able to send it to him? What is the method of sending it to him? Then how is he going to respond to you? And will the response come or not? هَذِهِ أُمُورٌ ظَنِّيَّ تَمَامًا. He said, these are ambiguous, unknown affairs. He said, وَهَذَا شَرْطَ تَحْقِيقُهُ صَعْبٌ جِدًّا وَلِذَلِكَ الْمَسْأَلَةَ لَا تُؤْخَذُ شَرْطًا. He said, this is something that is extremely difficult. And so he said, on that basis, it cannot be a condition. And that is no doubt, ikhwan, for anyone who has the slightest bit of knowledge concerning the books of refutation, the Kutub of Rudud, the Kutub of and the Rududat of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, the refutations, the likes of Ar-Radd al-Jahmiyyah, Ibn Manda, Ar-Radd al-Jahmiyyah of Al-Imam al-Darimi, Ar-Radd al-Bishr al-Mirrisi, Al-Imam al-Darimi, from Al-Imam al-Darimi. Do we see in many, many, many books of refutation, do we see them writing in the Muqaddimah that I sent this to him first and then he refused, so I made it public? Do we see them writing that in the introduction? That I gave it to him, or I took him by his hand and I informed him and I advised him privately? This is not the maslak and the methodology of the people of knowledge. So where is this principle coming from? Who is bringing this principle to light? No doubt, ayyuhal ikhwa, if it is possible to give this man a copy or to speak to the man, take him aside, speak to him, try and advise him, try and correct him before the affair has to go public, of course that is jayid. But that is what they claim we do not do, which is another lie and fabrication and falsehood from these people. And their lies and their fabrications just continue to flow day by day with every video they make and with every statement that they claim. That these brothers never do this. Rather, somebody makes a mistake, they go and take it public, which is kadhib, wallahi kadhib. Each of these individuals that we have refuted, even though it is not a condition, we have sat with them. And each and every one of them will know. If we go as far back as the likes of Abu Muslima, wallahi, myself and my brother Abu Khadija, we spoke to him outside the Masjid al-Haram, Mecca, and advised him concerning the affairs that were related to him. Abu Muslima, even though he was surrounded by goons, But that didn't prevent us from giving him advice outside of the haram. Name any one of them you wish. Abu Usama. Likewise, Abu Usama, I sat with Abu Usama in Medina during Hajj for perhaps an hour. Ask him. And I gave him advice about his ta'awun and his cooperation with the Hizbi organization, Ihya al-Turath, and taking money from them. And our scholars, Sheikh Muqbil, Sheikh Rabi', Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, and others from the people of knowledge were warning against them. Those who knew them well. When people were saying, take the money and run, Sheikh Muqbil said, don't take the money and run. And our scholars were warning against them. And he was taking from them. And giving da'wah on the basis of the stipend that they were giving to him. Which was exactly what our scholars were warning against. And I took him by the hand. We sat down in a room in Mecca and we spoke for perhaps close to an hour. Ask him. Ask him. Bilal Phillips. Which is another individual that we hear. What is the refutation? What are the issues on Bilal Phillips? Bilal Phillips, when he came to Medina, and there was a brother will bear witness to this from the brothers who were with us at the time. We sat with him in our house, in a house in Medina. And we ate food, and we sat for maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours, and we advised him. And from the issues that we advised him about was the fact that he has khuruj, and that he has revolt in his book, Kitab al-Tawheed, or The Fundamentals of Tawheed. That in the early pages, I believe it's about page 26, that he calls to the permissibility of revolt. Revolting against the rulers. And I sat with him, me personally, and advised him for over an hour. Bilal Phillips, who they say nobody spoke to him. What are the issues with Bilal Phillips? Name them. Tahir White. Tahir White, I advised Tahir White on at least 3 to 4 separate occasions. Whether in Philadelphia or whether outside some of the houses of some of the people of knowledge in Medina or outside his house in Medina or in his house in Medina. I used to teach Tahir White. I advised him on a number of occasions. And he remembered the advice that I gave to him outside the house of Khalid al-Raddadi when he was fighting against those brothers in Philadelphia, who were the only brothers at that time that were translating the works of the scholars and that were spreading the kalam of the likes of Sheikh Muqbil and our ulama. And out of all of the brothers in the whole of the dunya, these were the only brothers that he sought to fight against, to the extent that they were attempting to get a fatwa from Sheikh Al-Fawzan to shut these brothers down. And at that time, yani, they were considered the brothers who were upon the dawah in Philadelphia at that time. And so when I saw that, in defense of those brothers who I didn't know well, but I knew they were upon the sunnah, I stood and I gave him advice outside the house when we came out of the house. And it was clear what he was attempting to do. I gave him advice for maybe 3 hours. Ask him. Ask him. And when I finished advising him, he said, yes, I agree. And I'm going to go back to Philadelphia and put my hand in their hands and I'm going to aid them. Did he do any of what he promised? Ask him. Ask him. Shadid Muhammad. Oh, these brothers didn't even advise. Wallahi, we advised Shadid Muhammad in my library. And our brother Loon was there. And a number of other brothers. Abu Khadija, my brother, advised him likewise in Maktaba Salafiyah. Twice he was advised when he came to Birmingham. Twice. And from the things that he was advised about was his cooperation with Medina.com and those brothers who were fighting against the brothers upon the dawah in whether England, the UK, or brothers in America. And he agreed that what we were saying were correct. And he agreed likewise that Tahir White was the head of that machine, working behind sutur, working behind a veil, pushing these brothers forward, as was his method at that time and possibly still is now. Ask him. Ask him. In fact, those who are more knowledgeable, those who are a bit greater than us in knowledge, if we see from them error, we advise them as well. Sheikh Falah Mundikar, my brother Abu Idris and myself, we sat and we advised him in the house that he came with here when we advised him, and we let him know that we're not going to allow gracefully and respectfully, but we're not going to allow you to take the microphone until you rectify the issues that you have and your defense of the likes of Ibrahim Ar-Rahili and other than that. And Shwekha and other than that. And that we advised him, please go back, speak to the Mashaykh of Medina, rectify the situation. Yes, he's our elder, but we advised him respectfully. And so, on what basis are they making this claim? These brothers never advise, they just speak, never advise. But this claim, in any case, is something that, again, Sheikh Rabi'i, he was asked a question in relation to this claim and those claims that are like it. That is that there are a group of individuals who claim that they were not advised before they were spoken against. Ahl Sunnah did not advise them. And they merely went out and made their affair public. And they didn't advise them. Our Sheikh responded to this familiar statement. He said, هذه الأصناف ابتلينا بها فتجد الإنسان يشيع الأباطيل والأكاذيب والافتراءات على الآخرين بالأعيان وبالعموم فإذا وجهت له نصيحة أو نقد أو شيء قال لماذا ما حضرونا لماذا ما نصحونا ولماذا ما بينوا لي. He said that you'll find this, we've been tried with this affair. And that is that you'll find an individual, they'll come from him abatil, they'll come from him akadhib, kadhib, falsehood, lies against others, against specific individuals, or them lying against people generally, yani Ahlul Sunnah generally. And then when you give him nasiha, or you criticize, or you make a statement, they say, oh, why didn't they warn against me? Oh, why didn't they advise me? Why didn't they explain it to me? And this again, ikhwan, is another form of kadhib. As though Ahlul Sunnah are afraid. As though people are cowards. And they know, ayyuhal ikhwa, they know there's not one of us that is a coward. We're not going to speak about our background, but my father is from Savlamar, Jamaica. My mother is from St. Catharines, Jamaica. We were born upon bravery and fearlessness, raised upon bravery and fearlessness. Like the bravery and fearlessness of the pre-Islamic Arab. Cowardice and fear is not something that we know. Particularly in defense of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Particularly in defense of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, when Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us with iman and guided us to the deen. Fear is not something that we know. Barakallahu feekum. So these people need to fear Allah Azza wa Jal in relation to their claims. For indeed their claims will be written upon them. And they shall be asked yawm al-qiyamah. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.